Hey, this is Adam Shake from Simple Earth Media, and I am driving to Tyson's today, and I'm on the Capitol Beltway. I've got about 5 miles to go, and I'm doing 2 miles an hour, and I'm stuck in traffic. It's a beautiful morning, and I figured what better time to do a little podcast. What I want to talk about today is countries and borders, and just to kind of give you a little historical background on where I'm coming from. I was in Bosnia in 1995 with the U.S. Army, and just to give you a little history on Bosnia. Bosnia is a country the size of West Virginia. It had three different armies. It had three different presidents. Each army fought two armies, Muslims, Croatians, and the Serbians, and they were completely intermixed throughout the country. The country didn't have a piece of the country for each one of those areas because they kept moving into each other's areas. So the Dayton Peace Accords of 1995 under President Clinton, basically what they did was they redrew the map, and they told the Bosnians, Croatians, and Serbians that you have until midnight of January 1st to get back to your own piece of the country, and the U.S. forces and the United Nations under IFOR, which stood for Integration Forces, was going to come across the Sava River, which is the border between Bosnia and Croatia, and enforce a ZOS, a zone of separation, and that you could not be inside the ZOS, you had to be in your own piece of the country. You know, when you talk about countries, if you think about the United States, we are very patriotic people here in the United States. We have an army to defend our country, to defend our ideals, to defend our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. But that army also goes around the world and helps defend other people, whether that's right or wrong, and that's up for debate, and I won't get into that. But we live in geographical areas of boundaries and borders. We have villages, we have towns, states, and countries. But that's as big as it really gets. We're patriotic to the town we grew up in. We always call it home. We're patriotic to our country. And what do those things really afford us? What they afford us is a place of sense, a place of home. They afford us jobs. They afford us ways of life. They afford us raw materials and resources. They afford us all the things that we need to live our lives, and we defend those things. And we'll defend them to our death. But there was a time, not too far in our distant past, when there were no countries, there were no cities, there were no villages, there were no borders. It was just the planet Earth. Just the planet Earth. And really, if you think about it, there is only the planet Earth in that it is made up of countries and cities. But who is there to defend our planet? Who is there to say, you know what, I may live in Washington, D.C., but I don't like what's going on in Papua New Guinea. I don't like the fact that the wood is being taken to supply cheap furniture for IKEA. Who is there to say that the mining that goes on in South Africa is not right? And if we live in New Hampshire, who in New Hampshire is saying, I think that the strip mining, the mountaintop removal that's going on in West Virginia is wrong? Because we live in towns and cities and states and countries, we've not only bordered up the areas that we've lived in, but we've bordered up our minds. In our minds, what happens outside of our borders isn't important. It's not important to us because it doesn't affect us. But in truth, in reality, it does affect us. We need to defend. We need to protect. We need to care for our Earth. Because if we don't care for our Earth, what happens in the Amazon, what happens in South Africa, what happens in Australia affects us in New Hampshire and Texas and Bosnia and Canada and everywhere else. So those are my thoughts. This is Adam Shake, Simple Earth Media.